Today's K-movie is Crush and Blush, aka Miss Carrot, Miss 홍당무. Crush and Blush is 2008 Korean film, and this is the feature film debut of director Lee Kyung-mi, and also the first film to be produced by Park Chan-wook. Lee Kyung-mi was Park Chan-wook's assistant director for Sympathy for Lady Vengeance. And I think you, most of you guys know Lee Kyung-mi for her Netflix drama 보건교사 안은영, The School Nurse Files. The title, Miss Carrot, comes from Mi-suk's chronic blushing, which has made her face a near permanent orange. She's unpopular with the students at the girls' middle school, where she teaches English very poorly. Worse, she's nearly invisible to her former teacher and current co-worker, Mr. So. Still, she's convinced that there is a connection between her and the married Mr. So. And she's willing to stalk him until he gets the point. Unfortunately, she has competition against the pretty Russian language teacher, Yuri, played by Hwang Woo-sul, who's actually having an affair with Mr. So. But Mr. So's misfit daughter, Jong-hee, played by So, does know and teams up with Mi-suk to end the affair. The character Yang Mi-suk should be a hard character to like. She's, manipulative, deluded, unprofessional, and constantly blames others for her failures. So it is great credit to Kong Hyo-jin that she makes Mi-suk completely relatable and sympathetic, as well as pathetic. Although seemingly cruel, her actions and reactions are also very funny, with her inability to process the world outside herself as endearing instead of terrifying. I think it takes a bold actress to take a part like this one, Yang Mi-suk, and Kong Hyo-jin shows the one of the most iconic performances here in Miss 홍당무, in Crush and Blush. It's not just an ugly role because she's barely recognizable under her makeup and freckles. Her character is profoundly unattractive because she's transformed herself over the years into a person who's so ground down by failure and disappointment that she insists to the world that being number one is for suckers. And still, I wanted to spend a couple of hours with this lovely and hateful character. This movie not only gave Lee Kyung-mi a stardom as a director, but it also validated Kong Hyo-jin as one of the most talented actresses of Korea. She actually started out as a fashion model, and then she sort of moved to television dramas. In 2009, Memento Mori director Kim Tae-yong, whom Kong Hyo-jin considers her mentor, offered a part in Family Ties, a role he had written specifically for her. And this film drew widespread acclaim as a delicately observed cross-generational look at unconventional families. The cast was praised for their brilliant acting, with reviews singling out Kong Hyo-jin's portrayal of an angry young man in a deeply troubled relationship with her mother. She received the Best Actress nomination from many film awards in Korea, and also shared Best Actress honors with co-stars Moon So-ri, Go Joo-shim, and Kim Hae-wook. Family Ties marked a turning point in her career. After a series of dramas and film appearances, Kong Hyo-jin finally embarked on this movie, Miss Carrot. Strong performances in varied roles helped cement Kong's reputation as a serious actress. And this movie became her most high-profile movie. It was hailed by critics as one of the most original Korean films in recent years. But unfortunately, it didn't receive many audiences issued, but it acquired a sort of cult status among Korean cinephiles. She actually, in the beginning, had wavered when presented with the script. She refused the role, given the character's excesses. But reportedly urged on by fellow actress Chun Do-yeon, Kong Hyo-jin eventually accepted and threw herself into the role. Park Chan-wook, who's a producer of this film, Miss 홍당무, praised Kong Hyo-jin's subtle emotional variations and told her that she might never be able to top this performance, joking that she should retire. She won numerous acting awards in Korea, among them Best Actress trophies from the Korean Film Awards, Director's Cut Awards, and Women in Film Korea Awards. She also received nomination from the Blue Dragon Film Awards, 청룡 영화상, and 백상 Art Awards. She made her stage debut in the Willie Russell play Educating Widder, but I don't think there's another play. I think this was one and only stage play done by Kong Hyo-jin. This play depicted the relationship during the course of a year between a young working-class hairdresser and a middle-aged university lecturer played by Chun Mu-sung. She did many dramas after all, and films as well, and finally started to take a lead role in big projects. In 2018, she starred in Door Lock. This is my favorite mystery thriller film about a woman living alone. In 2019, she starred in Hit and Run Squad, Bang Ban, a car chase thriller that focuses on hit and runs, followed by romantic comedy Crazy Romance, alongside Snowman co-star Kim Nae-won. The same year, she made her television comeback in the romantic comedy thriller When the Camellia Blooms, alongside Kang Han-eul. Both Crazy Romance and When the Camellia Blooms are commercial successes and solidified her position as romantic comedy queen.
Download the Arirang Radio app on your device for free.
It's Arirang. A-R-I-R-A-N-G Radio.
In another film by Kong Hyo-jin, Love Fiction, a comedy, romantic comedy film directed by Chun Ge-su, Kong Hyo-jin plays this career woman, Hee-jin, a film distributor. She plays a little sassy and eccentric career woman, the opposite role to Ha Jung-woo's Ju-eol, a novelist with no income. Chun Ge-su set off Ha Jung-woo and Kong Hyo-jin. They were perfect in many ways. They gave us their best in just a couple of takes. I couldn't have asked more than that. This movie is still referred as one of the best Korean romantic films. I hope you can check it out.